Germany reaches 40% renewable energy. What can we learn from that energy transition? I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. Germany produced 40% of its electric power from renewables in 2018. Emissions there are on pace to fall 62% from 1990 levels by 2050. That's an unthinkable greenhouse gas reduction pace here in the U.S. But in Germany, many say that's not fast enough. Toby Couture is founder and director of energy consultant E3 Analytics in Berlin. We talked via Skype about power and emissions trends in Germany.
Wind power is the largest slice of the pie, but one of the remarkable things about Germany's overall energy transition is that they've succeeded where a lot of other countries and a lot of other parts of the world haven't done as well. And that's really in diversifying as fully the different sources of renewable energy that they draw from. So it's not just wind, not just solar. They've really gone for the full basket of domestically available renewable resources.
So Germany is well ahead of the U.S. With government action on climate. How about public opinion on climate solutions? How is it different from the U.S.?
The awareness is dawning more and more that climate is starting to have very real impacts on things like agricultural output. You know, we had our driest summer in decades in Germany, and a lot of farmers have seen reduced yields pretty much across the board. And when it starts to really have those kinds of across the board impacts on rural communities, on farmers, on, you know, on average citizens through higher food prices, people, I think, recognize the need here more so than in North America, I think, in general, for really taking action on climate change. I think in Germany in particular, they've also seen the benefits of taking climate change seriously. By investing in the energy transition, they've been able to create a lot of jobs. And that, I think, has been a really critical ingredient to maintaining public support at such high levels.
You cite Germany as a leader in the energy transition, much farther along than the U.S. What can the U.S. learn about what Germany has done so far?
One of the key ingredients to making it work and also to making it popular has been that citizens can invest themselves. So it's not just large utility companies or large foreign investors building big projects to achieve the goals that the government sets out. In the beginning, the whole transition was driven very much from the bottom up by individuals and communities and farmers who could put their own money on the table, go to the bank, get a loan, and invest in new sources of generation and earn a decent return doing so. I think that's really one of the key ingredients that many other countries have continued to struggle to get right, is making it such that the participation can be broad in the energy transition. And I think that's really at the heart of what's made Germany so successful.
Toby Couture, founder and director of energy consultant E3 Analytics in Berlin, thanks for sharing your insight today.
Thanks, Paul. A pleasure.
My name is Shanna Mortensen, and I am the city administrator for the city of Warren, which is in the northwest corner of the state, population of 1,600 people. For 3 years, we've traveled over to Germany, learned what they're doing for climate protection measures in the North Rhine-Westphalia state. And that really is kind of what catapulted how we approach energy and conservation and sustainability in Warren now. You know, you've traveled over to Germany, you've learned what they're doing, and it just gives you some credence in what you're doing back in your community. People are interested. It's a conversation starter. Our shining project right now is we are doing thermal imaging with drones with Northland College. Our plan is to take that data, allow residents to come in and see where their energy loss is so they can do the energy upgrades they need to their homes. As long as they see a direct benefit, they are all on board. I mean, there's climate change is happening. Of course, you can have lots of different conversations on your thoughts on climate change. But something is happening. And if it isn't that much of an effort to change how our life is that could make a difference for future generations, I don't know what's wrong with that.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.